Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back, season three, and I am very excited to have my next guest for the Private Talk After Dark episode, Miss Samantha Saint on the couch.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome, Miss Samantha Saint.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on the Private Talk couch. I'm excited. It's been a long time since I've seen your beautiful face. You know, even though with the pandemic, even like that, I don't even remember the last time I've actually seen you. So I feel like you've been hiding under a rock. I wanted to get that rock and push it aside and let Private Talk listeners and your fans as well know what you've been up to, what's been going on with you, what's all the new stuff, the bad stuff, the great stuff. What do you have going on?
A lot of things. It has been a long time since I've seen you.
Yeah, so. I feel like I want to say at least, I'll say safely 5 years.
Absolutely.
At least, but it's like, I feel that's a safe number.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on.
Yeah,
I would say since I've kind of removed myself from the industry for a little bit, it's probably been about 2015, I think.
Okay, so you say removed yourself. Does that mean that you actually officially retired? You just moved away? You, like, just stopped doing anything? Like, what does removed mean to Private Talk listeners out there?
To Private Talk listeners out there, I had an incident. A hookah fell over onto me. Things were great. I was fresh out of a contract with Wicked. I was excited, looking to shoot with multiple companies, and you know, after one of the award shows, I went to a hookah lounge. The hookah fell on me. I got really badly burned. So it kind of put my career on pause. It was not planned.
You, like, burned your, like, lady parts? Like,
well, I wasn't wearing underwear. So the hookah was, the couch was lower than the table. Say this is the table.
Okay.
The table's higher up. Huge hookah, way too many people around. It got entangled on someone's foot. I don't know. There's a lot going on. Fell over onto me. The embers, like, fell into my crotch area, little lady bits, and then I went to adjust myself, and the huge coal actually ended up underneath my ass. Third-degree burns.
No.
It was awful. I ended up at the burn unit downtown, actually, like, for debridement on my ass. So,
yikes.
If you notice that now on my butt, that's what happened.
So it's scarred, I'm assuming.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is why, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it just put me in a situation to take a step back and kind of reevaluate. I knew that I always wanted to have a family and do that, but it was never the right time. Like, I was always busy and dancing and traveling.
Because you were married when you were in the business prior too. So it's not like you didn't have, like, a family per se, but you wanted to do the family life.
Right. I knew that I always wanted that, but putting it into place and actually making it happen.
You wanted to do your career first too. And you, like,
it's fast paced. Stuff kept coming up and, like, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to travel here. And it just was never quite the perfect time.
So is that what you did during your break?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I decided to get my IUD taken out, and, you know, I had a nice little bandage on my ass and hopped on top and got pregnant the first try. So
hey,
I just have to believe
it was
that,
meant to be. It was
you know?
Meant to be. Everything happens for a reason. It's unfortunate that you had to burn to, like, in those things. But, you know, I'm a believer of, like, things are, you know, things happen for a reason.
Absolutely.
I mean? And it's, you know, it's unfortunate, obviously, like I said, the incidence of how severe it would go through. But sometimes we need a pause button, unfortunately, like the pandemic or, like, whatever, things like that, that kind of made people kind of sit still to kind of evaluate what was going on.
My personal life was definitely, I think it's fair to say that it was off balance, and I think that happening brought everything back into balance. So it's
was
definitely
that because you were in the industry. Did your husband
think,
not like you being in the industry, or
what
was that off balance?
That wasn't it at all. I think neither of us realized that how off balance it really was. Like, he was so focused on work and I was so focused on mine.
So y'all weren't giving to each other. You were just right. We were existing
and doing like kind our of thing and grinding out that LA life, you know. Like, you get caught up in it sometimes. And it, not saying that it was a bad thing or a bad phase in our life, but I'm very grateful for what happened and how it happened, even though it took a couple of years to see it that way. You know, there's a bigger plan. So it
for sure. Well, I'm happy for you. That's, yeah. You know, it's sometimes you see people go away, you don't know what's going on, but she's not like, you definitely like went away, especially social media. You can't really like disappear of sorts because people really start to think like, oh, is she alive? Like, yeah, I'm alive. I'm just living my life kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know, it's cool to see the evolution and like the growth of like seeing you from 5 years ago, let's say, and like to now. Is I feel like sometimes, and not that you weren't a humble person, I just think that with life and chaotic and like being in the business and being so new to things as well, is sometimes we don't know what direction it's going.
Totally.
So it's just like, you're just kind of go whichever one.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. And sometimes it's just, it's nothing. It's just lessons of what it is. But you know, that's cool. Sometimes we need a little step back moment to kind of get what it is. But again, it doesn't take away your sexy. You're still a beautiful mom, you know, and all those things is that now it's like, you're still furthering your career. So you're doing, what are you actively doing? Are you shooting movies again? Are you only working for yourself? What are you currently doing?
Well, you know, I think it's taken some time to, I don't know what the right words to say. I guess it's like to accept being a mom and still being able to be sexual and it not being a shameful thing. It's taken some time to realize that I'm still am.
So has that been an issue for you?
Yeah, I think in my own mind, just trying to navigate who I am as that new person or that new role and being comfortable in my skin and, you know, growing in ways that, you know, you haven't seen your body do that before. So it's just different and learning to love yourself all over again. I feel like I had to get to that place where I was comfortable in my own skin before I can make myself vulnerable again like that. Just time. And I think really focusing on my mental health and my well-being and taking care of myself. Yoga is a huge part of my life too. And just being physically fit and taking care of my body. And that helps up here, in return I feel good here, and then I can make everyone feel good here.
Literally and figuratively all at the same time. No, that's good. I mean, it's awareness, you know what I mean? For me, it's like I myself, if you know, doing, you know, self-work and like I say embodiment work as well for myself, is like we're always evolving as humans as we get older and things that we've had in the past and things we want to deal with, things that we don't want to deal with. But it's also about figuring out our place, like what's next, what am I going to do, what am I comfortable doing, you know? Because myself too is I was married at one time and I wanted a family and I wanted those things. But I also too is the struggle of what do I feel comfortable coming back in the camera? Am I going to feel comfortable coming back in the camera? Right. All those things you just don't know until you're actually in it. But now you're in it. So it's like, you know, at the same time, it's like you just have to do the same things. Love yourself. You know, you're still the same person, you know, having you're just more of, you know, more of a loving person because you have these, you know, beautiful children that you have and that you produce and knowing that you're such a strong woman and that you can do anything if you've given birth to people, you know what I mean? Like that's a big accomplishment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So kudos to you. You know what I mean? Like that's a big thing. A lot of people don't realize what that really is you're bringing life to the world, you know what I mean? And not to, you know, go overboard, but it's just one of those things that you forget how beautiful of a thing that is,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like pouring love back into yourself, you know?
Yeah, so you know, now I'm actually a mama too. This is, you know, a new chapter as well. But I feel like after the second pregnancy, I was able to embrace it more. I knew more what to expect.
You know what was going on. Like you knew what your body kind of had done, what you could do, like what's going on.
And it was harder to get pregnant the second time too. So I don't know if that's what took.
You couldn't just hop on and just get it done this time, girlfriend?
No, I had to go through IVF and it was a whole thing. And that was actually during COVID and, you know, it was a big deal and a big struggle. And once it finally happened, you know, it was a huge accomplishment. So it's like you appreciate it even more.
The reward is so much bigger than like, you know, what happened.
Yeah. So, you know, just accomplishing all of those things and then being so happy to finally be pregnant. Like you really, truly appreciate it. And now like I'm working on my body and I feel good. I'm like, wait, I'm still that sexual person. Mm. She's still here too. And so
Mama still needs to get fucked, okay?
Mama likes being a dirty mommy. So, you know, slutty mommy.
Hey, I like it. When the kids go, you know, to sleep, slutty mommy comes to play.
Hey, yeah.
I like it.
Zaddy, come get it. So, Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing for that. I mean, that's also something new for you as well, I'm sure. And so it's, you know, it's one of those things that people need to talk more about because it's your journey.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you can do about it other than just go through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's awesome to kind of like see those boundaries of what you're allowing yourself to do and like the levels of continuing to, you're still, you know, you can still do a career. You can still have the things that you want to do. So what is your comfort level of what is going on in your OnlyFans? Are you working for other active companies or is it just OnlyFans?
Right now I've only been focusing on my OnlyFans. I feel like I have control of those angles and my body and what the viewers see, but I definitely have goals within the industry still. I'm not the performer that's like, you know, I only want to do OnlyFans. I miss shooting for companies. I miss the glitz and the glam of all of it, to be honest, you know? I'm sure you understand. Sure.
I definitely understand. For me, it's like, you know, I definitely haven't been in the industry. I haven't shot film in at least 4 or 5 years. But with the same thing being said, it's not too hard to understand the level of what it was. Because for me is, if I was in the same situation as you and me wanting to shoot, you know, for me, I've just evolved in what I'm doing something now differently. But in the same thing is, I miss this. I liked being for other, you know, with other companies as well, because, you know, they not only lift you up and get you other things, it's more awareness. And absolutely. I liked having, you know, I was contracted. You liked having that, like the responsibility for certain, you know, like not for yourself, cause you always do, but you know, just for another person's work.
Yes.
I mean, that they,
well, they hype you up.
Yeah. They like rely on you to be like, you're representing something. And you know, it's cool. It's fun. And I definitely enjoyed my career, and I didn't get really the contract thing until later on and kind of thing. But for me, it's like every step that I took was definitely, I wouldn't take it back at all.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So if I had was going in now and OnlyFans was such a big thing, I think I still too would still be doing that as well, because it's just something that I feel like kind of fuels your brand as well and keeps the momentum of what you're like, that choo-choo train keep going.
Put all your eggs in multiple baskets.
And multiple trains.
Not just
this
one.
Train.
I want all the trains.
You're going to get train city.
Choo, baby.
Train.
Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely have goals for myself, too. I, you know, I've been in Penthouse. I've been in Hustler. I had to turn down Penthouse Pet of the Year, and that still makes me sad.
Why did you have to turn it down?
I had literally signed with Wicked the day before they offered it to me.
Yeah, that's one of those things where it's like contracts are great, but then you're like, fuck, yeah, like, what did I do? God, if I would have done it one day before.
You literally know, the like next that. Day. It was either the day of or the very next day. And I was like, no.
Hey, but that's always come back. There still can
I would
do
love
it too.
To. I would love to. For I just, sure. I like
so
the
is
titles.
That a, is
I
that
like
a
the
goal?
Goals.
Those, so what are other, some accolades out there? Let's start manifesting and throwing them out there, Samantha. Let's do it. Let's do it together.
I would love to shoot for Penthouse, the magazine again. I've always loved getting the covers, the centerfolds. I've, you know, done quite a bit for Hustler as
Listen
well.
Listen up, Penthouse. This is what she wants.
Penthouse and Hustler. I want to do those again, get more covers and centerfolds. I really enjoy hosting like expos, sexpos, like all that kind of stuff. Like being with the people, seeing them face to face, doing the conventions.
So you want to sign at conventions or you want to? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I miss all that interaction with our fans. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah. So there's nothing, there's not that, I mean, that's very easily attainable to do. It's just wanting to get yourself out there too. You know what I mean? It's like now ripping off the Band-Aid. Cause like right now it's like, for me, it's like, I loved all those things great too, but I'm a little terrified to go into a convention right now. I'm very personable with my fans and I don't want them to think that I don't like them because I love them. Mm-hmm. But I also want to be like, I don't know where you've been and I don't know what's going on or where I've got questions. And it's maybe after a tequila too, I won't. But right now I have a question. But you know, all those things, that's where it's like, so I just don't want to put myself in that yet. Until it, you know, for myself, you know, so that's the thing. It's like you easily could do that. You know, you have a, you know, a name in this industry. People know who you are. Your fans would be lining up at your booth as well. I mean, girl, you have an OnlyFans now. People have subscriptions. Yeah. I'm sure, you know, don't count yourself out. I think that people, you know, sometimes because you've been maybe stepped away a little bit, maybe not realize that, but they're definitely there. You just got to wake them up and be like, hey, this bitch is here. Okay. This sexy bitch is here. She's back. She's better than ever. You have a new, you know, set an outlook on things. That doesn't mean that you're not as sexy as you were before.
You're just a little bit more tame now.
You're a little bit more tamed sexy.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, now I'm officially a MILF, so.
MILF City. So is that the
slap that
is,
title on
is
there.
That what you want to, like, target, that
I
MILF
don't know.
Thing?
Should I? I mean, what else am I going to be? I'm not a little teen bopper.
I mean,
I'm a little teeny buffer. This is true. Mama.
You can't be like, you're not dumb. I mean, I like it. I mean, that's just, I'm just saying, but like, you know, there's people who come back and go for that thing only. Maybe that should, that should be your comeback. Maybe try to look to be the Miss Cougar of the year.
Yeah. I'm all about it.
Let's do it.
I really want to
campaigning here at Private Talk After Dark. We hear Samantha saying we're going to, you know, we're going to campaign for Cougar of the Year.
Cougar of the Year. Is that even, we're going to make it
a thing. We're going to make this. If not, we're going to twerk towers. We're going to come up with our own awards. We won't be biased, but we'll have other nominees, hopefully.
I'm the only one in the category, so I'm definitely going to win.
No, but I think that that's not a bad thing, especially if you're embracing it where you are. You know what I mean? People grow up and you've had it, you know, 2 years isn't a horror, I mean, like a big gap of time, but for you where you're in your life is, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because people are MILFs that are MILFs on the movies that aren't even MILFs. You know what I'm saying? So
I've got that title before I had kids. It's like, wait a second, what? I didn't have.
See, that's why for me the title and labeling really irks me. So I'm like, but if you're all in, then you're all in.
Yeah.
Because like with Lisa Ann did a thing where when she came back, she was like the MILF, like it was a MILF thing. Julia Ann the same way, where it was different parts of their career, which was cool because it was a different brand. You know what I mean? So that's why I was like, if that's the angle,
embrace what I am, you know, let's go
MILF,
for it.
MILF City, let's do it.
I really want to shoot for Jules again too. I love him. So.
Julie, Candyman. Mm. I'm sure you have his number. Tell him, he'll do it.
Yeah, I was texting with him earlier.
So. Yeah, he'll totally do it. Candyman is like, I call Candyman for this. They probably hate me for telling this.
Why did you get that nickname? Let's see.
Because have you ever looked in his fridge? He's like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. He likes every chocolate. He's from Hershey, Pennsylvania, and gets Hershey bars sent into him. Like, how more Richie Rich can you be? Like, he's one of my favorite humans. We're actually like, we have the same birthday. So that's we're like the female male version of each other. I feel like I'm the more manly one, of course. But in ways of like how we are, like why he lets me pick on him, and it's very playful, but he's a great human. But yeah, he's like ahead of his time, where it's like he knows what sells, and you obviously, bitch, you sell. You were at his booth before. You had a fucking big ass picture. I was up there too, girl. Like,
girl,
you,
we were blown up. Hey, I loved it. Like, Julie, I missed that.
Julie likes, you know, like to please the ladies.
Like, scoop back.
I have a lot of names. It's Candyman, Julie. What's funny is when I've been around industry girls, because Jules Jordan, for those of you don't know who Candyman is, aka White Chocolate, aka Julie. But so I would be around like the people and the girls, and they'd be like, you talk to Jules like that? Oh my God. And I'm like, yeah, because he's just a person too. Like, he puts his pants on every single day, just like we do. And he's actually cool as shit if you talk to him. Like, he's not like some god, the sex god. And I'm like, yeah, he fucks good. Yeah.
I was like, the dick is good though.
Yes. All of it's great. But that's what I'm saying. But that's why. But I'm just like, I treat people like people treat me. And he's always been like hella cool. So I always fuck with him, and he lets me. So tap, tap, tap. Busy back to work, Julie, because I know you're peeping in here because you know. Yes, I definitely I definitely don't shoot, but I definitely would be on stage and be like a fluffer. I'll be like, you know, old school. I'll be like, I just want to watch, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to get in there. I was like,
I'll fluff you on the side. That's what fluffers are, you know, on the side. I'll help you out all day long. But, you know, I'm
help just, me or him or
you.
Both. Okay.
Just you. I'm just biasedly on you. I don't even know. We don't even know who's in the scene yet.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Jules.
Oh, well, we don't know if he's directing it or if he's in it, but in you know what I mean? Yeah. No. Okay. But yeah, but yes, I'm all for it. I'm definitely sign me up, Julie. I'm there.
You heard it here. She is going to be my official fluffer.
Yes.
I love it.
Let's see. One thing about men that always, you think they always fuck up relationships. What do you think you'd label one thing? Do you think like men just what?
Probably like having secrets and not being truthful. Like even over stupid
liars.
Shit. Yeah. To me, it's like a lie is a lie, big or small. Just keep it truthful.
What is your go-to strategy for achieving your success or goals? You talked about yoga. Do you have anything else that you do, like a daily ritual that's just like something you live by that's kind of grounded you since your like 2 year gap of recentering yourself?
It comes down to like just physical fitness. I feel best when I start my day with working on myself, and then
do you work out every day or is it like
try to? Yeah.
Something.
Leading up to this, I was twice a day. So I'm trying. It makes me feel a lot better, you know? Sweat at least once a day.
If people came with the warning label, what would yours be?
Indecisive.
Gemini.
Both. Flashing light.
Geminis have a special place in my heart because I'm a Gemini. We're all Geminis here. But yes, we are indecisive.
Very indecisive.
I think that it comes with time though, because one thing I'm working on myself is trusting your intuition, because somewhere along the line it's like, oh, you know, we know what we want, but it's just,
but
like
it's because we have two voices. You're like, which one do I listen to?
You just gotta think of the first one.
Yeah.
But because I am Gemini, this is why I struggle with. I'm like, but wait, I know there's two of me. So who's really Who's talking first? Yeah. The rational one or the one who really knows what's going on?
Yeah.
Only you will know.
Yeah, I don't know, though. That's the problem.
Do you have a social media weakness?
Probably not posting enough. I overanalyze and like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, so even coming up with a clever,
clever
caption is even like overwhelming to me sometimes. I'm like, I don't even know what
to say. But then why don't you just post a picture, girl? You know,
that's what I said earlier on my, I was on Instagram and like Kehlani posted on my picture and I was like, I'm just going to stop putting a caption. Like, I just can't.
I don't always do it myself. Sometimes I'm like, sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes maybe it motivates you. Sometimes a song comes on and you're like, oh, great. Or sometimes it just doesn't, like, or it's like in the moment.
I'm like, can I do a different color heart for like every picture?
Yeah, that's a lot. Just post that picture, girlfriend.
Okay, I will. I need to work on that. Yeah, I will.
So you're just lurking right now.
I love to scroll.
You like to scroll. Mm-hmm. Do you like, what path do you like lead down? What rabbit hole do you go down to most often?
Food.
Food?
Food and cooking. Yeah.
What moment do you wish you could relive and change?
And change. I don't know. That's a hard one.
Could be anything. Anything.
The shoes I put on my feet. My feet. I'm kidding. I don't know. I mentioned like the penthouse thing. I always wonder like how things would have played out for me if I would have chosen that path rather than
Wicked. So maybe not signing the contract.
I loved being with Wicked. I had great opportunities. You know, I got to host AVN and go to Sexpo in South Africa, like things like that. But what would have been like if it was just focused on me rather than, you know, for 1 year being at one company and being just the main girl? I don't know. I always wonder about that.
We'll never know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see. Tell me something that everybody talks about and hypes up that you think is highly overrated. It could be anything going on.
I thought for a long time TikTok, but then I got on there and then I could like keep scrolling and stuck down the rabbit hole. I was like, oh, this is why everyone talks about TikTok.
See, I myself too have like, I'm like, I feel like I'm just too not in like too old. I like that. I don't want to say it, but say it. Just like, I don't relate, but it's like, I still have not, I have a team Texas, like TikTok, but it's more like little things here and there. It's not me doing anything. I'm like, but where do you fit in that?
The dances.
I'm not busting out no dances. My only dances were in strip clubs, and those don't exist anymore. So I'll be busting it open on OnlyFans live.
TikTok doesn't allow the dances like we know.
Well,
how to
that's
do,
the thing too. It was just another, after when I saw people started getting into the adult industry, it was like, oh, I got banned, or oh, I got deleted, oh, I got this, and it was like, and they're not even doing anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like, it's just targeted. Like, it's a target on your
another
back.
Another way to
that
be
targeted.
Yeah, for sure.
I just have too many of those already that I'm dodging all the landmines around that. I'm like, leave me alone. I'm trying to be safe over here and do the right things under your guidelines. Please let me live.
Tell us how you really feel.
I just damn.
Oh yes.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep up with. It's it's learning a new platform. It's, you know, a lot to keep up with.
A lot. If you could have five physical items that you could keep with you, what would they be and why?
Like
if you're on an island and you have five physical things, what would you keep or what would they be and why?
I always have to wash my face before going to bed, so I would have to be
on
my
this
face.
Island. You're gonna be a face wash, okay? You have no mirror. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Ocean
I don't know.
Water,
I just
salt water. Got it.
I don't know. I need it.
Is it a specific brand? What is this brand?
Yes, the CeraVe foaming face wash. It's the jam. It gets rid of all your makeup and feel gloriously clean.
I like it. All right. Item number two.
Chocolate.
Like
a little bit of chocolate. I like get hungry out there on that island. Probably some water. I drink about a gallon a day, so I'm gonna need some of that. How long are we here for? Do the math on this.
We're gonna be here for a while. We're gonna be here like it's under at least a year.
Okay, then I'm gonna say beer and a beer bong. So.
Nice. Party, 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 party.
Party Island. Hopefully I won't be there alone.
Well, since we talk about Party Island, we are going to get to my favorite part, which is called Truth with Texas. It's okay. A little game we like to play here at Private Talk. And at After Dark episodes, we like, you know, you can just never know what's going to happen. And you start asking questions. So I'm going to give, there's four cards. Each card is an ace. Each suit is a different type of question. And okay. We will go through these questions.
All right.
And you will tell me all your deep, dark secrets.
Oh, boy.
Don't hold back.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to take a little sip.
Sip it.
A little sip.
Sip it, sip it, sip it. All right, Private Talk. I hope that you are liking this episode with Miss Samantha Saint. We are going to get a little bit more down and dirty. She doesn't even know it yet, but I'm not going to penetrate too hard, but I'm going to go all the way. And she's going to love it because I'm going to like it. And I'm going to give it to her nice and slow. And I'm going to warm you up really good. So it's like lube, but not. Mm-hmm. But I like to spit. So I'm going to just talk to you dirty until I just keep shuffling these cards until we land on something you're going to pick.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Go on top.
All right, on top. Ace of
Hearts, baby.
Ooh, romantic. Would you consider yourself a romantic, Miss Samantha Saint?
I think so, yeah. I love love, and I love to be loved.
What is the most romantic thing that you've done for a partner? You're like, they do them for me, honey.
No, I instantly had, like, a memory come to mind. Oh, I set up a very nice threesome for, was it three? I don't remember how many people were there. I set up some of his favorite female performers for his 40th birthday. It was great.
So, nice.
Yeah. Have you heard about this story?
No, I haven't, but you can tell about it.
Oh, I don't think I can tell names. They'd probably get pissed.
You don't have to tell names, but you could just tell the story.
Yeah, well.
So how did the story
go? So babe, if you could have anybody for your 40th birthday, like, who do you want? So, you know.
So that happened.
Da-da-da.
And then it just happened.
Mm. Well, I just told him. I was like.
So you being, you having a partner that knows that you're in porn and does porn, and he, like, does he, like, get him off, or he just accepts it, what you do? Like, does he?
Oh, loves it.
Loves it.
Number one cheerleader, I think.
So were y'all watching porn prior together of you getting in the industry, and he already had his own, like, number, like his, like you said, his faves, his tops or whatever? Because is that jealous for you since now you're in the industry, you become friends with some people, and you're like, but those are my husband's favorites. Like, how do you have that conversation?
I was just like, funny that those are who you ask. I'm actually friends with them. So let me help you.
Yeah.
So
let me help you help me.
Yes, it was fun. So it was very memorable. It was Las Vegas. So anything goes, right?
But for you, is there any qualms of, like, because those were his favorites? Like, does it matter? Like, it's just,
I was
because
busy,
it's
in the other room. In the other room having my fun with someone else too. So it was
free for all.
It was a suite. There was plenty of room, plenty of people, and it was a good time for everybody.
So have your rules changed now because you guys are parents as far as what you guys do sexually or are okay with sexually?
I think that the opportunities just aren't there as much, you know, so.
But nothing's off the table.
There's definitely rules. I think there definitely has to be
rules.
Like,
but has the rules changed since, like, now you having, like, you know, being parents? Because now you've had a 2-year hiatus. You moved away. So it's like, maybe it's not that there's people in your face that are sexy girls or people that you can have access to. Or do you think that if it was in the same scenario and you guys maybe lived in such of a chaotic area, either Vegas or a whatever kind of place, would you still be open to the same types of treatment?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes. I would say.
So the rules have not changed.
I would say that it's easier to have those kind of relationships or situations. It's not even a relationship. That's what I like about it. You know, like.
Because it has no meaning. It's just.
Exactly.
It's just fucking sex. And it's just whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas that's why I liked if it's porn. Because porn is like, it was drama free. We're fucking. We're doing this. This is a transaction of, we're good. We're good.
Yeah. And if it happens in real life, that's, I'm more likely to probably get jealous or feel insecure about it, you know, because it's real life, not.
Pretend.
Yeah, not in.
Pretend sexual land, you know?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Ooh, got it. Ooh. Yeah. All right. What is your secret sexual fantasy? Or do you have one? Do you have something that you, maybe, like, you know, your husband, he had these women that he liked, that do you have something that, like, that on your table? That if you could have a fantasy and he could fulfill it, what would it be?
I feel like I'm lucky to say I've lived a bunch of my fantasies. I don't know if I necessarily have one particular one that I haven't experienced. There's definitely some that I enjoyed more than others. I like
being You've with, done it all.
I like being with more than one man. Okay. I think that that's fun.
And is this like a multiple, like, group situation, or is it like a cuckold situation where your husband's watching? Or is he not there involved at all?
I wouldn't even say necessarily my husband in this situation, just, you know, even.
You just like multiple partners.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like to have like a lot going on.
I like women too. Like I enjoy women as well, but I think that I've had the experiences with, you know, two men or more than two, it hasn't happened as often.
I feel
that. But I do enjoy it.
Yeah. I feel like I've only done probably, I think, two scenes where it was like a boy girl situation. But that was a big no-no for my ex. Mm-hmm. I'll just say ex. That it was like, so he was like, for whatever reason, his thing was like, he didn't want me reaching for multiple penises, which made no sense to me, but I'm like,
the line is strong.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever works for you, that's your boundary, then I'll respect it. But when I did do it, for me, it was like, there was a lot going on. You know what I mean? But I did like the fulfillment of it, like, because it was always something for you to do, because it's not you and like, I don't know, like there's more for them to please you than the other way around.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In that kind of sense, you know what I mean? But again, in a female situation, for me, I think it's just more stimulation of things, because it's more like sensory overload.
Yeah.
Where the other ones, you're just like getting fucked. Like,
it's a lot more raunchier. And
that's where you want to sit up. That's what you're going in there to play. You're like, mommy wants to get fucked. Let's not talk. Let's not like love. Let's not do anything. Choke me, spit on me, slap my ass, and just fuck the shit out of me. Okay.
She said it.
Thank you very much. See, I just know. I can
feel it. You know.
Do you have sex on the first date?
Yes, that's how I met my husband.
You went on one date and you've been fucking ever since.
Yeah, I think I moved in like that night.
Nice. That night?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes. Two strip clubs in one night, had great sex. And
you're like,
I brought my cast iron skillet over the next day. I was like, I can use it to beat your ass or I can cook you a good meal. What do you want, baby?
Get in line, bitch. This is what we're doing. Thank you very much. A woman who knows what she wants. I like that, though. I can't. That's one thing I've liked about you from afar. Because like I said, I've never really had a conversation with you. But we've had like in like loose conversations with like groups. Yeah. But even like group settings too, like party type things. But you could always see that you're like someone that you own your own, like you own the room where you know what you want. You know, that's why I was always like, I like people who know what they want, and it doesn't matter. Some people get offended or like whatever. I'm very blunt myself. I don't mean any harm by what I say to people. I don't hurt people's feelings.
Sure.
But I'm a straight shooter. So I feel like you're very same the way. It's like, that's just what I am. Fuck it. Yeah. I like what I like.
And do you want to be with me or
not? And that's the thing. It's like, and that is a lot to offer because a lot of people hide behind like, I like this, but I'm just going to go cheat and do it. But I'd rather be honest and open, because it's going to like come to like what in the darkest comes to the light. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Get a lot further.
So it's like,
way.
I'd rather be with somebody who's down with it and not like make this person into someone I want them to be kind of thing. Like, no, we're fucking. We're all fucking. I'll get you fucked. I'm going to fuck. And this all works forever.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite body part that you're most proud of?
Do
you need some help?
I would say my tits, but I had to pay for them, so they truly mine. I don't know.
I mean, you paid for them; they're yours. They're not. Okay. They're not in collections. They belong to you.
Or are they? No, I definitely own those titties.
So your tits. Yeah. I like it.
I like my feet too. I think I have cute feet.
And do you have a foot fetish?
No, I've just like, been told to have nice toes.
Do people suck on your feet?
Yes, it's happened.
Do you like it?
Sometimes I'm ticklish, so sometimes I get a little.
All your like nerve endings are down there.
Yeah, I mean, rub them, maybe kiss on them. I don't know.
Maybe. What about sucking of the toes?
I don't know.
You sound scared.
I remember.
Is that a good noise or a bad noise, Samantha?
No, it's bad. Not necessarily bad. That came out wrong. I just remember I had the scene that I did with Mick Blue and his wife Annika. Mm-hmm. Annika. And he was into like the, or they were both like into the toe sucking and sucking his feet and all that. It just flashed. Yeah.
A flash before your porno eyes.
You just, I don't know. I mean, to each their own. I'm ticklish down there, I guess. So no, it's not my
biggest turn on.
Confidence, not cockiness. Don't be confused.
Ever given head while driving?
Yeah.
Or like all the time.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a crush on a teacher?
There's one we all thought was cute, but I don't know. It was too young. Too young. I didn't go to college, so no.
What is the most? Nope, not that one either. Mm-hmm. Not for you. Mm, Have you ever been a booty call?
Yeah.
Tell us your favorite booty call story.
I'm about to be a booty call tomorrow. Ooh, I'm excited.
Exciting. Can you tell us what you think's going to happen? Is it a situation or is it just a one-on-one or is it multiples? Because you said you like multiple people.
It's partners. A situation that we've talked about and it just hasn't happened yet. So it's like the lead up, the build up, the sexual tension. So
you're going to get fucked.
Yeah. That's the plan.
Are you filming it for OnlyFans or is it personal content only?
I don't know. I have the app downloaded for 2257. So if it happens and he wants it to be filmed, I'll, you know, get the necessary.
So you're prepared with 2257 in case of emergency. I like it. It was true businesswoman.
It was 99 cents. So I will say it was probably money well spent. It'll pay for itself. It's not part of the plan, but if it happens that way, I will document.
I like
if
this. Needed. Okay, so you're very open in your relationship. What is an absolute deal breaker for you in a relationship? You give a lot on the table. You talked about you don't like liars. You don't like this. Is there something in particular that if some like that, you know, your man or your partner would do that you're just like, can't stay with you?
I just feel like being so open and honest, you have to keep it open and honest when there's that opportunity to be that way. Don't be anything but that.
So no shadiness.
Yeah. Like, don't lie to me about what you had for breakfast. Like, that's fucking stupid. Like, just don't lie. I don't care. Big or small.
Just no lying. Yeah. So lying is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
All right. Next card.
Let's go for the middle.
Ace of diamonds. Spicy. All right. Cut or uncut?
I guess uncut. It's what I see most often.
It's what I see most often. Which feels better?
I don't know that I really notice a difference. Do you?
I feel like the only real difference I feel like is anal.
Not my thing.
That's your no-no spot?
That was my butthole tightening up.
No. So is that something that's completely off limits for you in the bedroom is anal?
I used to do a lot of it, but I used to drink a lot of tequila. So it happened. My husband would take me to Mexico quite often and then.
Is that why? Is because tequila happens tequila. In Mexico? He's like, he's tequila. Smart. Look, she's not going to give me anal unless I take her to Mexico.
Mexico, baby. Mexico, let's go. Yeah, I don't know. I've tried it. I don't feel like I ever was able to figure it out very well. So I don't know. It's just not my thing. And I think that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm okay with it. I'm in the same boat. I've done it a handful of times. I've probably done it just the same as many times in movies I've been in, as much as I've done it in my personal life. I have to really want it, and I've never really, really wanted it.
Like when do you really crave anal? I can't remember.
I think it would be a drunken tequila night. It's, like, you know, you're like spontaneously be like, fucking just fuck me in the ass. Like,
you know the fucked up thing? It was the first night I met my husband. Apparently, I let him fuck me in my ass, and it was a good idea. I was like, wow, I really misled that man. Talk about being honest.
That's why your fucking skillet came over, bitch. He was like, he should let me do anal the first night. Come on over, baby. What else can we go wrong?
I'm like, now you're going to cook for me? This is great. Yeah.
Best move in the bedroom. Do you have something that you think that's no one else can outdo?
The pile driver. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that.
I'm like, I absolutely hate pile driver. I'm like,
I'm so kidding. No, I'm you know, I like missionary. I like the romance. I like making out. I like hands all over each other and end up in doggies.
Like the passion.
Smack my ass and come on me. I don't know.
Come on me. Where do you want this come on you?
In me, on me, on the ass.
It's everywhere. Fine, yeah. Fair game. Well.
Yeah.
What's the longest period of time you've gone without having sex?
Probably while pregnant. It just wasn't our thing. Like, it's beautiful to be pregnant, but I don't know. It just didn't work out that way.
So did you get sexually frustrated? Did you masturbate during that time? Did you just do nothing?
I had my outlet with OnlyFans. So, you know, I was able to interact with my fans that way. Still making customs. They didn't know I was pregnant. I just wore outfits. You just couldn't tell. So I was still able to be sexual and interact with my fans and myself that way. But it just, I mean, we had sex. It just wasn't like a huge part of our life at that point. Yeah.
Least sexy part of a man?
I don't know. Like, it depends on the situation. I'm just thinking, like, unkept hands or, you know, bad feet or something like that.
Like, he's got dirt under his nails. Yeah, like, take care. Chewed off.
Take care of your parts.
Take care of your parts, okay?
Tune those parts. Keep them kept.
Sex position that you would like to try. Is there any that you have not tried? Pile driver?
Well, considering we're used to being told what position to be in and for how long, I feel like I've probably tried them all. I don't know. I would have to see. Do you have a Kama Sutra book or whatever it's called? See if there's any in there.
We'll have a private talk podcast one shortly, hopefully, maybe soon.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I don't have, like, there's, for me, I'm like, I feel like I'm the same, but I'm like, I've tried a lot of things, like, and I'm not, like, me, I hate pile driver. I'm not trying anything, like, crazy. Only so many people can pick me up, you know what I mean? So it's like,
drop me now.
I'd be like that. Some people would be like, oh, I'm like, I don't really trust you. Not that I don't trust you, but I'm a big bitch, and I'm not saying that in the kindest way, but like, I'm not skinny.
There's a lot of performers that I feel like were on the skinnier side or shorter side too. Like, I would worry,
and they would like try to prove a point, and I'm like, there'd only be some people that I'm like, just don't pick me up. Like, I don't see this going well for me.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to take any chances.
You should have each time you have a guest come on, have them demonstrate a position.
What would yours be?
Missionary.
Let's see it
with you.
Oh, I have to be a part of this?
Yeah, to demonstrate.
How do I get suckered into this?
It's two people having sex.
True.
And doggy.
But then wouldn't I be doing the, like, showing them a move? Maybe that's the thing. I'm showing them because it's me insinuating.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, just get over here. Just want to touch
you. Bring it.
Oh, mm-hmm. When I take my headphones off, we'll definitely do this towards the end so I can go over there. Because once I go over there, I can't talk and then I can't say anything. And then I'm like vulnerable. I'll in space of not of this. Listen, I'm not afraid of anything.
I'm definitely
a queen of big booties. I'm not afraid of positions. I mean, I could do a lot. I just think that you're limber.
Your listeners might appreciate some demonstrations from time to time.
We will do a demonstration, but I will do it at the end because I definitely want to see. It's almost like I'm envisioning in my head as it gets hotter of things. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I want to see how
you're going to have to come up with a more clever position.
Penetrate me with your non-dick that you're going to be a missionary. You kind of scissor this. You're a girl. You know what I mean? Because that's like the missionary for females.
That's right.
Think about it.
Down for a good scissor. That's fine too.
Scissoring it, you know? Good old scissoring.
Yeah.
Do you have a celebrity hall pass? Or maybe it wouldn't be a hall pass, but do you have a celebrity in mind if he came through the door and you would like
want? Tomorrow. Oh, I have to say a name.
Yeah, that's the point of the question, Samantha. Who's your celebrity hall pass?
I don't know.
Is there a celebrity that you would want to fuck? That if you saw him and then he was game, whatever, or wasn't, whatever. He's not his choice right now. It's
actually a couple. Or they're just so hot. I love Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. I think they're so hot. He was the performer at AVN year I hosted.
Yes.
They are just a hot fucking couple.
They definitely radiate
sex.
Mm-hmm. Like, they look, they're very, they fit very well together.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. Have you ever been cock blocked by a friend?
Probably. I'm trying to think of that.
You're like, what asshole cock blocked? Or have you cock blocked a friend?
Probably. I'm like, no, you're not going to go have sex right now. You're going to hang out with me. How dare you? I can't think of a
have you ever had pity sex? Why do you look at me like I know these answers?
I don't know. I'm just thinking. No, I haven't.
No pity sex for you. I feel like that's not a truth.
I want the truth
answer, and we want the truth here. I feel like you probably didn't want to fuck somebody, but you did anyways, maybe because of your husband and you were just being a team player, or maybe because, you know, as a wife, sometimes you may want situations and he may not want it and vice versa. So you still have to be a team player because then the other person will get awkward and then nobody wants that.
No one wants that shit. You're right.
So you pity fucked people.
Sure.
Yeah. You see how I brought that out on you?
Sure.
This is not a sure, it's yes or no.
Okay, yeah, it's fine.
You're like, damn it.
God, my palms are so
girl or guy?
Both.
Have you ever had somebody sit on your face?
Yes.
As a man, froggy style.
I knew you were gonna say it. Froggy style, no.
How did they sit on your face? Is there a new style we need to learn here? Private talk.
Maybe I misanswered. I don't. You never said it was a man sitting on on a face.
I said man or a man or no, I didn't. I thought that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it was a woman only.
But sitting on my face.
But she could froggy style you too.
True. This whole term froggy style is new to me. So
me too. I just recently learned this a month ago. So I'm new to it too. But I was very intrigued because I think there's a time and place for froggy style. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, like, if you're in, like, a flat area, not a car, we have more space, I feel like it doesn't really become froggy style because then you, like, straddle someone's face. And then I don't know what that is. But, you know, that's more obtainable of a situation.
Yeah, I'm all about eating some ass.
Because my thing is just that, funny to me to someone to froggy style over hover over my face for you to get your ass licked. That's just funny to me.
It's like, it's next
now,
level.
Now, I'll eat ass, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But in that position, I think I would laugh. Maybe not like.
It takes a certain level of confidence to just come.
But maybe
swoop
in the moment,
froggy style.
I would say maybe no, but like now.
Would you really say no in the moment?
No, I'm saying in that moment, I wouldn't think it would be weird. Yeah. But now because I've talked about froggy style, if I was ever in that moment, I would absolutely 1,000% laugh and be like, I cannot.
Like, I've been waiting for this move all of my life. It's finally happening.
I've been waiting for it not to happen. That's the problem. We don't want froggy style.
Oh, boy.
Please don't froggy style me. I don't think I would be open to that at all.
Who are you telling? Your future?
I'm telling them right there. They're listening to me.
Future.
My future partner, you know, best friend, husband is out there listening to Private Talk right now. I don't know who he is, but I'm manifesting him. So he's listening
to
me.
So he knows not.
Don't do that.
Miss Texas don't want that froggy style, baby.
I don't want it. Mm-mm. I don't think I could respect my man that.
You couldn't look at them the same sense.
Clubs. We're kinky.
Okay.
Are you kinky? I think you're kinky. Whips and chains, we know your name, Miss Samantha Saint. Do you have like a dungeon room? Or are you
that
like
would be
that
fun.
Kinky?
We could, but we turned it into a gym during COVID, so... I think like pre-kids probably more kinky, you know. Like
dirty
the little
top.
Tie up underneath the bed, mattress, whip those out.
Mm-hmm. So you have lots of toys.
Yeah.
Is it like a drawer, a chest?
I have
like closet?
Bags full of them. Bags. They're just bags,
Santa.
Like heavy
sexy
bags.
Sexy Santa.
Yeah, I just unfortunately, like I don't feel like I get to use them as often as I would like to.
Have you ever pegged a man?
No. But the interest is definitely there. The curiosity is there. I just have never had the situation. Or
the right opportunity.
The partner that's, you know, or whatever, that's into that. I don't know. I don't know how to, but I'm not opposed to it.
Have you ever strapped on a girl in the ass?
Yes.
Why do you not remember? Was tequila involved?
Probably. It was definitely like a dildo or some sort of toys in the ass something. Yes. Yeah.
Hitachi or dildo?
Hitachi.
Dominant or submissive?
I like both. It just depends on the day.
Time and place.
Yeah.
Would you say that you are most often in your current relationship more dominant or submissive? Or does it switch out with that as well?
I think it switches out with that as well.
Been blindfolded during sex?
Yes.
Favorite time to have sex?
At night.
Most number of times you've had sex in one day?
Number of people or number of times or both?
Number of times and then number of people.
Okay.
We were going to ask that next, but while we're throwing, let's throw it in there.
Throw it all in there. Probably number of times in a day, probably like 4 or 5. That's a lot.
Not really. Okay. I've had 9 before.
Okay.
Well, not myself personally, but on this show. Personally... Actually, no, that's not that answer. I was going to say the times I've came, but that was 13, but that wasn't that. But
well, that's good.
Yeah. There was somebody who was on a mission. He was like on like, it was a long night.
Oh God, that reminds me of something else. I was like, oh wait, okay.
So like people, how I'm like bringing all these memories back for you. Like,
yeah.
It's tingling them out of you.
Bring it to
started
me.
Tingling your lady parts earlier with a shot. Now it's tingling, you know, your memory into all these beautiful.
We,
memories.
You know, we are blessed to be in an industry where we have a lot of sexual experiences and sometimes they run together and you forget about some and then.
Girl, my whole adult career is blended together because it's just like. Before I knew it, it was 10 years. And now, like, I've been in business for a really long time. You know what I mean? And so it's like, I don't remember from what situation.
What year did you get in?
2006.
Okay.
My background in the beginning. So I did a reality thing for Shane's World, which was like a one thing in 2006. And then I actually did, that was just a one-off thing. And then in 2007, I did Bang Bros, which was actually when I actually started. Yeah. So 2007 technically, but I did my first scene in 2006.
I think I was like 2010 or 11. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It just time flies when you're having fun. But it's just baby. It's like, you know, it went from doing movies and then, you know, dancing and this, that, whatever. It's just like, you don't realize how much time goes by. And then it's like, before you know, then you're like, fuck, it was 2 years ago. Then 2 years ago, it was like 10 years
fucking
ago.
Fucking 10 years
ago. That's what I was like thinking about when I saw you. I was like thinking, I really don't remember an event, but most times it would be events or something like that kind of thing that I would see you in those settings. But I would say safely 5 years, but it may have been longer. You know what I mean? Like, I've also haven't shot scenes in 5 years. Like, you know what I mean? So just even saying that out loud, it's weird. Right. But it seems like it was yesterday. Like, I'm always thinking about it. And then I talk about it on here and I'm like, yeah, 3 or 4. I really don't. I think it's about 4 or 5. I don't really know exact, but roughly in that setting. I smoke too much weed to really remember the pinpoint in that exactly. And then nowadays they release movies after the fact that they've had them for so long. Like, I think just recently, well, I think one just came out from when I was contracted that Disney Network, because we had so much content.
Oh, sure.
And they're like, can you promote this? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, this was so long ago. Like, but it looks, and it appears it was yesterday, but sorry guys, it wasn't. OnlyFans is the only place to continue content.
Revealed.
Have you ever been caught masturbating?
No, not that I can remember, no. Maybe for a scene setup.
It doesn't count. It was like a real life. Caught up.
Yeah, like,
have you had sex in public?
Yes.
Where? Let's talk about it.
Trying to remember. I guess like the first time was probably with my high school or fresh out of high school boyfriend, like on the top of a parking garage. Okay. That was fun. I realized I like doing it outside. You know, I've done it in the woods.
You like the exhibitionist type thing, like the fear of getting caught.
Definitely.
Like that kind of thing. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, last ace is a naughty question. It's our favorite here at Private Talk. Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Sloppy toppy.
Nice and wet.
Craziest sex act you've ever done?
I don't know how I'm supposed to narrow that down.
What's one of the craziest either scenes or something in your personal life like that stands out? Like, yeah, you're adventurous. We know. We've talked about it. We get a little breakdown here and there. But what's something that stands out like that's like over the top that you maybe wouldn't have done?
I would definitely say one of the scenes, first scenes that I did for Jules was like a blow bang. And he had the guys all wearing like little camping like headlamps shining down on me. Otherwise, it was dark in the room. I couldn't tell who was who. It was hot and just surrounded.
Pick a dick.
I couldn't tell who was who. So
in those really situations, you really don't. And at that point, it's like it doesn't really matter.
It's kind of guessing,
which one?
Who are you? I don't know, but this is fun. Yeah, that was hot.
Spit or swallow?
Swallow. If it's in my mouth, I'll swallow it for sure.
Get her done. Biggest turn off, something that you just absolutely cannot stand. It'll just make your pussy dry. Don't fuck with it. No,
it's like rude, obnoxious, like heckler kind of.
Have you ever been in the act and you just like was like, nah, I'm not into it, and just left?
No,
down for the business. Mile High Club, yes or no?
No,
had sex on an airplane? No,
no, that'd be fun though. Have you?
I have.
Nice.
Yes.
How do you achieve that? Especially these days.
Well, it was early on.
You had to do it private.
Once upon a time. No, it was on a Southwest flight at night. It was Spoon.
Spoon City.
It was actually coming home from doing the scene in Bang Bros when I first started. So there was like porn gut people behind us. And then we were on the same row. And then we just spooned. And then like I didn't fuck like all the way. But I was fucking. And then like the lady, like the flight attendant kept going back and forth. So I was getting really nervous. I'm like,
she knows what's up.
We have a blanket over us. Yeah. And then, so I was like, I just turned around. And then he was like, I'm going to finish. So he jerked off in the pillow and
did his thing, you know? Fine. Well, maybe one day.
But yeah, nowadays it's really difficult because everybody has phones. People are doing whatever. Like, you know, this was way back in my, it sounds so fucking old.
A long time ago.
In 2006, you know what I mean? So
Different time.
You know.
But, you know, I would love to check that one off my list. It just hasn't happened, so.
Not yet. Mm-mm. Not yet. Never say never. Does size matter?
To a certain extent. I mean.
So what's your favorite penis size? If you could pick one to sit on, what would it be, Samantha? Mm,
a solid 6-7 incher, nice and thick.
Get her done. Mm-hmm. She's going to get it done.
Yeah.
Hmm. Favorite place to have sex?
My bed.
Have you ever called somebody out for having a boner in public?
That I know or don't know, or just in general?
Like your husband, a friend, like maybe you were an acquaintance that you were getting in a sexual thing, or maybe you made it, you know, hard in public on purpose.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened. I don't know if I directly called them out. If I saw it, I probably grabbed it. So
I probably grabbed it. Are you loud or quiet during sex?
Probably towards the quiet side at the beginning and then work up to
Are you a dirty talker or are you just a moaner and a groaning?
Depends on the day. And how much wine I've had.
Have you ever been attracted to your partner's best friend?
Sure.
Have you fucked the best friend?
No.
No. Boundaries.
We all want to stay friends, you know what I mean? There's some that are like, you know, close like family, so that'd be weird.
Have you ever worn wireless panties while at dinner?
No.
Never. Maybe you should try it.
Have you?
Sounds fun, but people talk about it. So I put, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't think I could because I don't like being not in control of my own vibration. And just like whatever. Yeah. But people say it's hot. I mean, it's a whole control issue too. You know what I mean? Sure. Obviously, you would hope your partner wouldn't make you fucking, you know, do something, make you like feel so uncomfortable that you couldn't take it or scream or orgasm really loud. Like, you know, the Harry meets Sally type
stuff. Yeah, no.
But, you know, I would do it to my partner. I would be the one who controlled it. I would be all day. I'd be like, but I also wouldn't be super crazy until the end, like until you're about to get the check and then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You still got to eat then and hang out, you know?
Game on. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes.
You're like all the time.
All the time, especially not now. But.
Can you tell us, can we hear what your orgasm sounds like?
Put me on the spot.
Yeah, we do that here.
Fuck yes, right there. Oh fuck, you're gonna be right where?
Yes,
right there.
Yes.
Oh fuck yes. Oh fuck, that was good. Oh, that was so good.
Man, I believed it, guys. I believed it. Wait, I have to do that.
That was without touching myself. I could do a lot better. Like.
Private talk. Sometimes a girl's gotta fake it.
Do we?
I mean, sometimes if I want to stop a situation, I totally will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you just need to like get it done.
Yeah.
Get it done. Well, I feel like you passed my test. I feel like I, you know, I didn't go too hard on you. I used lube. I didn't spit on it. I gave, you know, something big, you know.
It was naturally lubricated.
All the things that you wanted. Is there anything that you want to ask Miss Texas? Is there anything that you want to get off your little sexual chest? Do you want to show me missionary? What are you trying to
do this missionary with me. Show the people what they want.
Say, please, Miss Texas.
Please, Miss Texas.
There you go. That's what I like to hear.
All right. Is that what they really want to see is missionary, though, with us?
That's what you said. You said I'm playing your game. Okay. I don't ever get off my queen throne over here. I'm doing this for you. I'm going to dark territory over here on this big blue couch. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Do I just
lay
back for you?
I mean, what am I doing? Are you showing me or who's showing you?
I think you just hop on top.
So you want me to show what missionary
is? My jeans are too tight to do anything else.
Heard her. Okay, guys. So this is what missionary is. She says I'm supposed to show my guests here.
Show that big old booty.
Maybe the after dark guest. I'll show every guest a missionary position.
Some sort of sex position.
I don't think that, maybe, okay, wait, I don't know if this will go over here. All right,
hold on. Take these off.
Just lay back. We're going back. We're going deep. Oh, she's trying to do the scissor thing. See, with big ladies, you do this. He doesn't even know what you're doing.
I don't know.
Oh, yes.
And then I grab it, right?
Right, you've done porn before. What are you talking about? This is a backward, big booty, side mish. I think I just made that up. But, you know, this over here. Over. Yeah.
See, after dark. But real missionary is like that. Yep. And then
You like that private talk. See, we're here with Samantha Saint, and we're on the drums. Ooh, you see, she's making music for us here at After Dark. Can you sing a song? Let's hear it. Ooh, bum bum. All right, private talk. I'm going to do my sign off over here today. Because, you know, After Dark episodes get a little crazy over here.
That's right.
Thank you for watching. I hope you liked it. Make sure you subscribe to this episode. Make sure you comment below. And you better follow Miss Samantha Saint. Thank you so much for coming on Private Talk. I hope you had an amazing time. Make sure you tell us what your Instagram is so we can follow you.
Check out all of my links on samsaint.com. All of them.
All right, Private Talk, you heard her. Make sure you give her a follow and see what she is up to. And I hope that... we will meet again very, very soon. See you later.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian, plant queen, and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way. Like, come on, Amber.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen, also a comedian, and I host people at our home. I have a great wine collection in my cellar.
Well, you mean the mini fridge.
It's a mini fridge.
New episodes of Fly on the Wallen drop every Wednesday. Listen in as we discuss relationships, books, and keeping our sweet baby kid alive while we make laughs on the internet.
Subscribe to Fly on the Wallen wherever you get your podcasts.